Just about a year ago, progressive activist Melanie DiRigo was in Washington protesting the nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh.
I could feel the floor beneath my feet. I could feel my little girl's hands in mine. And I knew at that moment I had to do more.
She now finds herself looking to unseat fellow Democrat Tom Suozzi, who she says is too moderate for the district.
The idea that a progressive Democrat cannot win, I just think is just a total fallacy.
That same story is playing out in districts all across the city and its suburbs. Longtime incumbents like Carolyn Maloney, Elliot Engel, and Yvette Clark finding it's no longer a given that they'll coast through the primary.
The 1% dictatorship will be defeated.
It's time to build a new America.
We deserve representation with vision.
A lot of eyes are on former Cuomo advisor Lindsay Boylan.
I'm running for office because we need transformative change.
As she looks to topple high-profile 14-term incumbent Jerry Nadler.
Healthcare, housing, and education must be treated as basic human rights.
Though some have expressed a concern that the crowded races could end up backfiring, with several candidates splitting the anti-incumbent vote, clearing the way for that incumbent's re-election. Steve Burns, WCBS, News Radio 880.